Welcome to the first edition of the Barn Hoops Podcast. All basketball, multiple days a week. You get all your content, you get all your football content. And now you're going to get, we're going to show this Hoops team some love too, doing big things. And I got a big surprise. Our co-host, I think you're going to know him. He's going to look familiar. And it's going to be something we're going to have a lot of fun with throughout the season. None other than our boy Zep Jasper jumping in. Zep, I appreciate it. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I'm so happy to be on here. It's always great to talk about Auburn hoops. Yeah. I enjoy it, and I just love to do stuff like this.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk a lot of Auburn hoops. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Sign up today and get a double up on your first deposit. Use coupon code NEXTROUND. I'm going to have some artwork for you pretty soon, but use coupon code NEXTROUND. And again, double that first deposit all the way up to $500. And then you got some free money to play around with. That's always fun. So check them out. You got lines for everything, all kind of football odds. NFL's coming up. You got to get ready. And then they have the online casino that you can play with too. So check it out, mybookie.ag. Zep, this schedule, man, we've been talking about, we've been getting pumped, ready for this season, but slowly they finally have kind of got the out-of-conference schedule sort of nailed down as far as the marquee games. And let me just read this schedule to you. I know you're used to it. I know you've seen it, but let me just read this schedule to you. You start off the year. It looks like you open up the year against Houston, who you guys played in the Final Four. Not in the Final Four. You played in the NCAA tournament, who went to the Final Four. So you start off with a Final Four caliber team. Then you go to Maui and you open up with Ohio State. And there's teams like UNC, Michigan State, Dayton, all these perennial tournament teams that you hear talk about. You got play Duke at Cameron Indoor. I mean, what that, talk about a dream come true for a lot of people, playing Duke at Cameron Indoor. Then you got Ohio State in Atlanta and State Farm Arena. Then you play Purdue. Purdue in Birmingham. It's just, you got, that's two Final Four teams, I believe, right there. And then you'll play Alabama later on in the season. There's a chance, I think UConn's in Maui as well, there's a chance you could play all four of the Final Four teams from last year. What does this say for like where Auburn is as a basketball program right now?
It means a lot. Auburn and Chancellor basketball school, even though it's a football school, you know, it means a lot. It means the most because I think this the best schedule, non-conference schedule Bruce Pearl has put since he's been in Auburn. You know, each team, you know, is a great caliber team. Quad one wins will be, and Auburn needs those type of wins.
Yes.
You always see on the internet, people always say, Auburn don't have a non-conference schedule. Well, guys can't say anything about Auburn this year because we have one of the best non-conference right now. So it's one of those things that you know, that we're gonna come out, we're gonna play the best team, so it's gonna be no excuse. So you have to put us on a pedestal of, we have played the best teams this year.
Yeah, that was one of the things that was banged on Auburn's resume, for the tournament resume last year, is the lack of quad one, I think, maybe quad one games in general, but quad one wins for sure. So now, like you said, if you're playing the quad game, you got that portion completely knocked out. You're going to have a lot of quad one opportunities, especially in non-conference, and that just helps you. I mean, look at Alabama last year. They played multiple quad one games in the non-con schedule, and then it helped them get to the Final Four. And we're going to talk a little bit about how that prepares you for the season in a minute. But I mean, you got to play in some, I mean, you got to play in some pretty good non-conference games. I think you played, where did you guys go? It was a preseason tournament. Was it the Bahamas or something like that?
We went to the Bahamas.
And I think you had, you got to play, was it UConn and Syracuse? Those are the two big teams.
That Syracuse game.
I'm guilty of this. I'll jump on a sidebar. Okay. I kind of get outside of the discussion. That Syracuse game. Uh-huh. I remember, correct me if I'm wrong, I remember Jabari getting a tech. It was Boeheim chirping at him. And then Barry hits a three and chirps back at him and gets the tech. What was Boeheim, the legend, saying to Jabari to get him riled up enough to pop off. I just it seemed I remember that, and it just popped in my memory. What happened there?
Well, Jabari Smith, he's one of those guys that he really don't say much on the court.
Yeah.
But you know, from time to time, you know, he'll show a little energy just to let people know, like, I'm still here, I'm still the man.
Yeah.
You know, Jim Boeheim had his sons out there, both of his sons. And, you know, Jabari just felt like he was disrespected. You know, a lot of people was out there like, oh, I don't think Auburn going to beat Syracuse because Jim Boeheim's sons is going to lead them to the win and stuff like that. But so Jabari felt disrespected. I guess Jim Boeheim said something to him, and, you know, Jabari came down and shot a three. And he's like, they can't, you know, beat, mess with me. So, you know, it was just that. He told him, like, he told the whole team, like, y'all can't.
You can't guard me.
Y'all can't guard me.
You can't guard me. You cannot handle me.
you can't handle me.
Yeah.
And when I seen that, I just knew we was gonna win that game because he had it in his face, in his eyes. Like he was prepared to win. He was gonna will us to the win. And we came out strong, physical, tough. You know, ACC is a great conference, but we showed why the SEC was the best conference, you know, when we played Syracuse.
Yeah, I mean, I think you ended up winning that game by close to 20 points. So yeah, that was I kind of got on a sidebar there, but you got to play UConn and Syracuse 1 year. I think you played USC and maybe Memphis, your second year. That's some good teams, but that's over a 2 year period. The folks I just named, the teams I just named, that is all this preseason. Like you're kicking off the year with Houston, and it doesn't get any easier from there. It'll be very exciting. Some cool trips too that I feel like you can take. Hopefully, you've saved up enough to go head out to Maui. That's a little bit out of my price range, but that'd be a fun trip, and then several others as well. I got a question about when players actually know this stuff, because it's all kept a secret. And I know they're doing like they're working their contracts and stuff like this. But as far as like when you were being recruited, like to come to Auburn, did you know that you were going to be playing in the Bahamas? Did you know like some of these non-conference games? Is it used as a recruiting tool, or are y'all just completely oblivious? And then it's just dropped on you one day. You show up and they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're playing Duke. We're going to play Duke at Cameron Indoor. How does that whole thing work?
Well, you know, when you get recruited, you know, if the contract's not sealed or playing another team, they'll always bring it up. Like, you know, maybe we might be playing Memphis. Maybe we might be playing Duke. So they always give you an idea on who the teams you might be playing, even though they might not be on the contract to get recruited. But when I came there, when I was getting recruited there, I already knew who we was playing because – we Auburn. We don't shy away from no one.
Bruce
Pearl, he like, I want to get as many quad one wins as we can in non-conference because quad one wins, they count. We need those because, you know, that first year, we got disrespected. When we was number one, we was number two for like 2-3 weeks. They had Gonzaga ahead of us, and we was like, we winning, but they didn't respect us. They didn't think we was that good to be number one, so we had to prove them wrong. So it was like, we'll play anybody. We will get live with anybody. We don't care how we win. We're gonna grind it out, and we're gonna play super physical, super dirty, and we just gonna win it. That's how we was. And that's why people used to see when they see Auburn, they see nothing but lit. You had guys like KD Johnson, you had Jabari Smith, you had Wendell Green, Walker Kessler. Those guys were lit, especially KD Johnson. He got the crowd hype. He was gonna go on social media. He was gonna go on every little detail to let people know that Auburn is here.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you're saying that typically, unless the contract's signed, like you may have an idea, but y'all aren't gonna really know until it pops, like until it becomes official. Because a lot of this didn't even come out until really later in the summer, whenever those matchups were announced. So you don't really know for sure. You have an idea, but it's not like they can say, yeah, I got good news. You're going to play at Cameron Indoor. You kind of get an idea, and then boom, it just pops. That's kind of how it works out.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Most of the time, that's how it kind of works out. Because like you say, two teams might not come to agreement. They might want to play at home first. So, this year kind of was like kind of a surprise to the fans and the players, because the schedule's so hard. If you had to ask yourself, you probably would say this is the best non-conference schedule Auburn had in
Oh,
maybe 20, 30 years.
I can't remember a better one. As long as I've been watching, especially since Bruce, definitely when since Bruce has been here, and then Auburn, there's just not a lot of there wasn't a lot of, I guess, really reason to want to schedule Auburn other than you just wanted to try to schedule somebody to beat, before Bruce got here. Like, it just didn't have a lot of marquee matchups, and now you're playing in the most elite pre season tournament in Maui. You're playing, you got opportunities to play multiple Final Four teams. I think it's something special, and it feels like Bruce has a lot of confidence in this team. So we're going to try to get as much competition as we can so we can be ready for conference play. And then I think also this helps you in tournament time. It helps you. You're playing teams you're not used to seeing, and you get a tournament atmosphere a little bit. I think it pays big dividends. So that's so we cover when you guys find out about it. So I kind of hinted at it. How big of a deal is it really as far as preparation goes? Like, how big of a deal is it to play guys like this? I know that a lot of times maybe that's just sounds like coach speak, or it's just, innuendo, whatever. Like, it's just something everybody says. But like, really, like when you get to play teams like this and you get to play multiple teams like this, how does it prep you for conference play? How does it prep you for, or when the conference is good, how does that get you ready for tournament time? Like, how does that whole thing work out?
It helps a lot because those are great teams. They're elite. So preparing for these teams is like you playing a tournament game. If I'm not mistaken, Auburn's probably getting ready like right now, talking about Duke, talking about Purdue, talking about
Sure.
Houston. They're watching film on those guys right now. I kid you not, no lie. I know this for sure. Bruce is getting the guys prepared because he know those teams are coming. He know those teams got firepower. So these type of games really gets you in tune for the tournament, for SEC, play. But it shows that Auburn doesn't back down. And I feel like our players, with the non-experienced players that never played in the SEC, they're gonna be well experienced as soon as the SEC hit, because playing teams like this are like they're awesome. Without a doubt, like playing in Cameron Indoor, playing in Houston, and also playing in Birmingham, which we're gonna pack it out down there.
For sure, it's gonna be a home
So
game.
it's basically gonna be a home game, but it's gonna be pretty awesome. It's gonna
So
help us out.
if you had to pick, if you had to pick, would you rather play sort of like a mid-tier? Would you rather play a schedule like this, or and take you can't count can't like I know it, Cameron Indoor is like a bucket list. So like, just pretend that game's not on there, but you got to play Duke. Would you rather play a schedule like this? And then, maybe you fare really well. Maybe you split. You win. You go 500 in some of these games. Or would you rather play, a little bit of a step down? Like, you guys, it was a tough non-conference schedule, but y'all ran through that non-conference schedule and had a lot of momentum headed into the SEC in 20 the Jabari year, the 2021, I believe. Would you which one do you think is better? What would you rather have, and which one do you think is better for the team?
Without a doubt, the schedule they have this year,
Yeah.
because mentally, you don't know what you're gonna run into. You don't know, like, we got a great schedule, but truth be told, we don't know how this team is gonna be. We just know
Yeah.
we got a great schedule, and the good thing about it is, whether we lose, whether we win, these are quad one games.
Yes. Big time.
As we speak, we had a non-conference schedule last year. Alabama had a non-conference schedule last year. But I can admit, Alabama non-conference schedule was better than ours
Sure.
last year. So, we used to see quad one things and stuff like that. Alabama still would be in the top 10, even though they would lose a couple games, because it helps whether they lose by one or two. You're still going to be top 10 no matter what, because you're playing the best teams in the country no
Yeah.
matter what. So that'd be the best thing about these non-conference schedules. So
So
if I had to pick, I'm picking for sure this year.
So even if you catch a few L's early, it doesn't matter. The competition level is what gets you ready for this versus, getting on a streak and winning a bunch of games in a row. You'd rather have this type of competition. Even if you do catch a few L's, I think it would it helps. It helps to be able to play against these type tournament teams that you're going to see late in the season. If you want to make a run in the NCAA tournament, you're probably going to see more of these teams. So I'm with you. Do you still talk? You still talk to guys on the team, or are you still kind of connected with some of the guys around Auburn?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty connected with pretty mostly all of them. Still talk to, a couple that was on my team. But I feel like guys are well prepared. BP get guys, put them in great positions. He studied the game so much that it's real crazy because the way he watched film, the way he analyzed things is like it comes natural. I don't think people know about BP, but he's one of the greatest of watching film and watching another team and getting the team prepared to what's their strength, what's their weakness, what we're gonna run, what we're gonna do this game. So I think we'll be well prepared each game for any team we play this year because I know for a fact he's gonna look at that film and he's gonna dictate what we're gonna do when we play them.
I love it, man. Love it. Great first episode. I think we're going to dive into this roster a little bit next time and start talking about some of the new faces and what it's like coming into a new system. I really like what I'm hearing about JP Pegues. I like what I'm hearing about Miles Kelly. Guys kind of like you coming from another school. And these guys, I think, both only have like one shot to make it happen. So we're going to dive into the roster, but we're going to be here all season, breaking it down, having a lot of fun. Dude, I really appreciate you jumping in. Guys, thank y'all for listening. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. And then on, if you're already a follower of the Top Button Podcast, this one will populate in the same exact feed. So you don't even have to do anything. If you're already subscribed to the Top Button Podcast, this one will just show up as like a bonus show. We're going to keep it rolling and have a lot of fun. So Zep, I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again. I think we'll be back again on Thursday. So we're going to give it another shot on Thursday. This is the first edition of the Barn Hoops Pod, and we're not going anywhere.